Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Paddock, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. The Michigan Department of Transportation, or MDOT, will perform intermittent test stop openings of the bascule portion of the M25 Veterans Memorial Bridge over the Saginaw River in Bay City. Test openings will begin at 9 p.m. tonight and will last for approximately 15 minutes each through the morning of March 27th. The bridge will open and close multiple times throughout the night to allow for testing to take place. These test openings are being done as crews wrap up work on a $1.6 million investment to maintain and improve the bridge. Work is expected to be completed by March 31st. And because roads and bridges in Michigan need constant monitoring and maintenance to keep them viable, the costs are adding up. That is why the Huron County Board of Commissioners supported the application for federal and local bridge program funds for some bridge work. If the county is awarded funding, the plan is to replace the McMillan Road Bridge over Moore Creek in Hume Township, to replace the Bach Road Bridge over the Kemp Drain in Sebring Township, and also to rehabilitate the Oak Beach Road Bridge over the Pinnebog River in Hume Township. In other matters, commissioners approved the Huron County Department of Public Works board that is under the leadership of the county treasurer be transferred to be placed under the leadership of the Huron County Road Commission. And in a swift, decisive legal turn, Kenneth Harvey Convery's felony case took a significant step forward in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom. Convery, represented by attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach, opted to waive his preliminary examination, effectively fast-tracking his journey to circuit court. Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace confirmed the plea offer. The court meticulously ensured Convery's decision was knowing, voluntary, and free from any coercion. With his bond continued, Convery is now slated for arraignment on April 13th, marking a pivotal moment in this unfolding legal drama. Now we have to wait till then to know what the felony was and how the court will proceed with his plea offer. When we come back after the Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and our obituaries.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb
Cellular, proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, Anthropic legal case challenges Pentagon's AI strategy. A California judge has allowed a lawsuit filed by AI startup Anthropic against the Department of Defense to proceed, suggesting the Pentagon may be attempting to cripple the company. Anthropic alleges that the government's restrictive new policies on AI weaponization are unfairly targeting developers who push for more robust safety regulations. The case is being closely watched by the tech industry as it could define the boundaries of government oversight in the burgeoning field of artificial intelligence. The Pentagon has maintained that its policies are essential for national security and the ethical deployment of autonomous systems. In other national news, study links cold water to 40,000 annual heart deaths. A comprehensive U.S. study released today reveals that cold weather is linked to approximately 40,000 extra cardiovascular deaths each year in the country. Researchers found that plunging temperatures put significantly more strain on a heart than extreme heat, finding that challenges some public health assumptions about seasonal risks. The study emphasizes the need for better home insulation and public heating assistance programs. Particularly for elderly populations, health officials are using the data to advocate for cold weather preparedness similar to the heat wave protocols already in place in most major cities. And in our international news, Samoa secures $700,000 sponsorship for Weightlifting Cup. The Samoa Weightlifting Federation has secured a SAT $7,000 sponsorship deal for the 2026 Universal Weightlifting Cup, a historic event for the Pacific region. The tournament is expected to attract over 500 athletes from 70 countries, positioning Samoa as a major hub for international sports tourism. Prime Minister Pelatavio Fassi-Schmidt praised the deal as a proud moment for the motion. The funding will be used to upgrade facilities in the Oceania Weightlifting Institute and provide logistical support for the influx of international officials and fans. In other international news, Mexico to continue accepting Cuban doctors despite U.S. pressure. President Claudia Sheinbaum announced that Mexico will continue to employ Cuban medical workers in rural and undeserved areas, despite mounting pressure from the U.S. administration. The U.S. has argued that the program benefits the Cuban government and has urged allies to reconsider their participation. Sheinbaum defended the decision, citing the high quality of care provided by the Cuban doctors and the lack of local medical professionals willing to work in remote regions. The move highlights a growing rift between Mexico and the U.S. regarding foreign policy and regional cooperation. And we have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bannex, Kiro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.